Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I think it's 50-50 that Jason Kidd slithers his way out. Knowing Jason Kidd, I think it's a real possibility. That's why I say it's 50%. If he slithers his way out, this will all become obvious to us in just a few days or a few weeks. If he doesn't, I think they realize we have a pretty good bench of candidates that we can then go to.
Right.
That's what I believe is happening right now. And that's a plan. Whether you like it or not, it's up to you. It's a plan.
It's not an individual person that they're specifically targeting. That's why it feels like they don't have a plan.
I think they're right now targeting Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
But I don't think upon firing Tom Thibodeau, they knew, oh, we're targeting Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
They knew we got to move on, which I defy any Knick fan to still argue this. If you believe these reports, how are you really going to still give me this whole, well, I hadn't been to a conference finals in 25 years? It's staring you in the face.
By the way, we have to address this at some point. Who the hell am I to judge hair? Who the hell am I to judge clothing or how someone looks? Hmm. But Starling Marte's haircut defies logic. He has a patch of hair in the back of his head and then nothing on the top. It's like bald. A George Jefferson look.
Because he doesn't want to be bald.
But he is bald.
I know, but he doesn't want to be bald.
Would you?
So I could do that.
I know you could. So could Sean.
You want to grow ponytails, Sean?
I don't think I want to do that with my life.
What would we have to give you, Sean, to grow the Marte, as they now call it?
Honestly, dude, you wouldn't have to give me anything. You'd have to, have a long conversation with my wife. Like a long one.
Gladly. What?
And your children, because they would be embarrassed by you.
No, they'd love it. Don't you think your girls would love that?
Yeah, I think they'd feel very indifferent about that. But my wife,
What's the secret to your wife's heart? What does she love where something I could supply? I don't know if it's tickets to an event or something.
I mean, that could work.
That.
She loves when I'm not around.
So if I took you to every Met game for a month, she would sign up for that?
Maybe, yes.
If you became my partner going to every Jet game, she would love that?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Just get me more out of the house. I think she'd be into it.
Let's go to Jimmy in Garfield. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, how are you?
What's up?
Yeah, I want to comment on the Jason Kidd thing. Thibodeau, I'm wondering, he got fired because of his coaching style, right? He doesn't develop the bench. He plays the starters too much. Isn't Jason Kidd's coaching style very similar to Thibodeau's?
So yes, but I'm no longer convinced of your first point. So your first point was Tom Thibodeau got fired because of his rotations and not playing his bench and all the things that he was criticized for.
Right.
I am no longer convinced that's why he was fired. I am convinced.
It's definitely not.
Yeah, it's the communication with players.
Definitely.
It
feels like it's too much. There's too many stories that keep coming out about the players' dissatisfaction with Tom Thibodeau or frustration with Tom Thibodeau or lack of connecting, whatever you want to call it. There is a player-coach disconnect that has been talked about way too many times for it to just be that sour grapes from someone making up stories.
And that's where Jason Kidd is different. Yeah. I agree. So our last caller makes a great point about some of the similarities of Jason Kidd's reputation as a coach and Tom Thibodeau's. He's 1,000% right. Speaking to people in Dallas in terms of rotations and developing young players and relying on his starters too much, all that's completely fair. Jason Kidd's communication style is widely, popular.
Right. It's lauded.
So that's the difference.
it's not about what maybe we thought it was. Like the
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Reasons why some Knicks fans wanted Tom Thibodeau gone may not be the ultimate reason why Tom Thibodeau is gone, which is funny. That's how it works sometimes in sports. You know, I remember, and at some point we'll replay the audio and Tommy and I will get buried for it, but about a month ago, we were explaining why we wouldn't trade Mark Vientos for Rafael Devers. Which is aged like sour milk. And Tommy and I had completely different reasons for why we wouldn't. And I think that's what we're learning here about this situation, that the Knick fan who wanted Tibbs gone, their reasons are far different than why ultimately he's gone.
Yeah.
Chris is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How we doing this afternoon? A couple of points I want to bring up about the Knicks and this head coaching thing. Firstly, how can players nowadays complain about practicing and not practicing? As Allen Iverson said it best, we're talking about practice here. How could you be complaining about practice or not practice, not finishing games? How many years as a Knicks fan did I sit there and watch the Knicks be up by 15 points in the third quarter, and here comes the fourth quarter, and the other team says we got them right where we want them. The Knicks were never able in the 90s and early 2000s to close out games. This year they were able to close out games. I actually felt confident going to bed after the third quarter. Lastly, my question to you guys is, when we do hire a new coach, what is going to be the end game for that person? Is it making the Eastern Conference Finals? Is it making it to the finals?
They have to win. They have to
be on that coach.
They have to win a championship.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean the coach will be fired in year one if they don't win a championship, but ultimately they have to win an NBA title.
Yeah, the roster is constructed to win a championship. It's the risk. We keep talking about the risk that Leon Rose was taking with the trades and the giving up the 5 picks from Mikal Bridges, all that stuff. The roster is constructed to win now.
And the roster doesn't have all the time in the world.
Right, the window is small.
Right, and everybody's window is small in the NBA, so it's not unique to the Knicks. Like, the Thunder, I guess it's tough to say their window is small when they've got so many assets and they're mm-hmm. so young and all that, but there's a certain amount of time you have to win. So next year, if the Knicks don't win an NBA championship, yeah, we'll probably sit here and criticize the head coach and say that wasn't a success, but that mm-hmm. doesn't mean they're going to get fired, if that's the question. The other thing, going back to the practice stuff, I think that the players were very reflective on what happened at the end of this season. One of the criticisms that we evolved and we saw about the Mets team, I saw Kodai Senga go down in a heap, so I'm concerned he's injured,
There was a play at first base. He was running over to cover. It was a bad throw. He leapt up into the air, and he came down very awkwardly, and now he's holding something. So
hamstring, it looks like.
Yeah, well, let's hope it's only that. We'll keep you posted, but it does look like Kodai Senga is banged up. And Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso looks like he got banged up on the play, too.
Pete is just feeling like an idiot for throwing a ball 10 miles in the air.
Yeah, that's true. Pete made the, they call it the spring training play, the flip to the pitcher covering, which he has struggled at times. And in this case, screw it if it's an error. The Mets are up 4-0. But it's much more dangerous if it turns into an injury.
No, he caught it, but it wasn't a flip. It was a throw. And
overhand throw or underhand?
Overhand throw.
Overhand throw to Senga covering. It was high.
Caught it. Got the out. But it looked like his hamstring hyperextended.
Oh.
Gary Cohen is currently questioning whether it's a cramp. That's the hope right now.
So Senga jumps up in the air, makes the catch. He lands on the base. And then his second step is where he looked like he felt the pain. And he's holding his right calf.
Hamstring.
Right hamstring?
Hamstring.
That's his hamstring?
That's his hamstring.
I don't get body parts.
Right. So he jumps, he leaps, he reaches, touches the bag. When your legs drag like that, so if you're a runner, if you drag your legs behind you, you end up straining your hamstring. So that's why you're supposed to step through when you run. Like step, pull your calf heel up to your butt. Step through so you don't drag your legs behind you. When you drag your legs, you leave your hamstring susceptible.
Kodai Senga is leaving the game with two outs in the fifth inning. That's the bad news. The good news is it doesn't look like he's limping.
He's not
walking off the mound kind of very casually, slowly. And, you know, I love Gary Cohen, but Gary Cohen didn't play in the NFL. So you're telling me, before we get an official report on this, you think he strained his hamstring?
He strained his hamstring.
Okay.
He didn't declare it as that. I was just giving you a little feedback on what they were discussing on the broadcast.
Yeah, he's hoping it's a cramp.
Right.
I mean, I'm hoping it's a cramp, too. Yeah, so hold your breath. Now, the good news is the Mets have a lot of pitching depth. They've got two guys on rehab right now, Frankie Montas and Sean Manaea. But Kodai is having an unbelievable season. And what's interesting in watching that play as we describe it to you is Pete Alonso looks completely dejected, to your point, Teague, that Pete looks like he feels responsible for the injury.
He is responsible.
Well, he is and he isn't. I mean, he made a bad throw, but it's not like he kicked Kodai in the leg to injure him.
You might as well have.
Well, you're something else, man. You're really blaming Pete for this? I mean, you're right to blame Pete for this, but it's not like he injured him.
Precision matters.
Well, hold your breath, Met fans. We'll keep you posted on Kodai Senga. He was pitching incredibly well. He continues to have the best ERA in the sport. He had pitched a shutout with two outs in the sixth inning, one out short of a quality start. And he's come out of this game with the Mets on top by a score of 4-0. We'll keep you posted on the Senga situation. I honestly don't remember what we were talking about. All I know is that...
Something with the Knicks coach again?
Yeah, I said Mets.
No, baby.
And as I said Mets, that's because I was distracted by Senga's injury.
On Grimace's birthday, by the way, and the one-year anniversary of the first pitch.
So it's not Grimace's birthday. It's the anniversary of Grimace throwing out the first pitch.
The reason he threw out the first pitch last year was it was also Grimace's birthday.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, so it's both?
Yes.
So June 12th is not only Grimace's birthday, he's 112, but it's also the day he threw out the first pitch against the Marlins. And Connor Green, who's doing a fantastic job filling in for Tommy, gave me a stat right before the show. You guys ready for this?
Let's go.
Since Grimace threw out the first pitch, the Mets are 105-60.
That's 10 games better than anybody else in baseball over that span.
Wow! That's some research right there, Connor.
That's impressive.
Very impressive.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.